Hello and welcome. I am Stefania Fadoon, and with me is Maddie Holland.
Hi.
And Sophia Hannum.
Hi.
The topic of discussion today is the impact on our community that McKenna Massey had. The 14-year-old girl who fought leukemia, which is a type of blood cancer, unfortunately passed away on September 27, 2018.
McKenna Massey left her mark on her community here in Owen J. Roberts School District, located in Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
McKenna Massey was a kind-hearted girl that always had a smile on her face, even when she was in the hospital due to cancer.
She enjoyed watching the Eagles play on Sundays, spending time with her family and friends, and finally earning her black belt in karate. She also loved when her dog Santino came to visit her in the hospital.
The entire staff at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia loved her and would help decorate her room while the Eagles were playing. They would also celebrate with her every time the Eagles scored a touchdown.
Despite her passing, the community held strong and came together as one. The Owen J. Roberts Middle School made banners and signs to show their support for her friends and family and to honor her life.
Later that day, the Owen J. Roberts Middle School football team went on to win their game against Eisenhower Middle School for McKenna.
The players took a group picture of them with the sign made by the Owen J. Roberts students after defeating the other team and posted them on Instagram and other social medias.
McKenna Massey was first diagnosed in April of 2014 with kidney cancer. This resulted in her having multiple surgeries and a kidney removal. She was treated and later beat cancer in January of 2015. Unfortunately, almost 3 years after beating cancer came back and she was diagnosed with leukemia on December 13, 2017.
Kidney cancer is a disease in which the kidney cells become cancerous. It becomes a tumor when the cells grow uncontrollably. It is also known as renal cancer. McKenna had gotten this cancer when she was in fourth grade. There are many risk factors, which are reasons as to why you can get a certain disease for kidney cancer.
Some of these include smoking, obesity, family history of the cancer, genetics, gender, race, high blood pressure, and certain medications you are taking. A few of the medicines that can lead to kidney cancer are phenacidin and diuretics. Phenacidin is a painkiller and antipyretic drug. An antipyretic drug is a drug used to reduce a high fever. Diuretics are drugs that reduce your high blood pressure. Men are more likely to get this cancer than women. Kidney cancer is typically found in adults and diagnosed between the ages of 50 and 70.
In December of 2017, cancer caught back up to McKenna and she was diagnosed with leukemia. Leukemia is a cancer of the blood cells that causes your bone marrow and other blood-forming organs to produce increased amount of immature and abnormal white blood cells, making it hard for your body to fight off diseases.
Leukemia is also known as blood cancer. There are fewer than 200,000 cases in the U.S. each year. It is more common to get this type of cancer when you are under 18 than it is when you are 19 to 40 years old. And above that, 41 plus is the same chance you have as when you are under 18. McKenna got this when she was in 7th grade.
Here to talk with us now is Mackenzie. Mackenzie was McKenna's best friend for years, even before they went to North Coventry Elementary School together. Mackenzie has helped with many of the fundraisers that were held for McKenna.
What was her personality like?
She was very sweet, caring, and she always took her time on everything.
What was your favorite memory with her?
My favorite memory with her was probably going to Sea Isle in her new beach house with her.
Who was she to you personally?
She was my best friend.
Here to talk with us now is Miss Milano. Miss Milano is an 8th grade English teacher at Owen J. Roberts School District. She, however, knew McKenna as one of her field hockey players instead of one of her students. Ms. Milano has had a very special bond with each of her players, especially with McKenna. What do you think her impact was?
McKenna's impact was her undeniable positivity and radiant strength through her journey. Her smile never wavered. Her optimism and kindness was tangible throughout her treatments. I find that her ability to keep this mindset during such a difficult time lingers in the community today. Families, friends, students, and teachers remember her strength and perseverance. Such an attitude is one that stays with the community and empowers the people.
What did you like about her?
I enjoyed McKenna's endless smile and laughter. She was always in high spirits and making humorous jokes. McKenna was unapologetically herself, and I admired this self-awareness as it inspired others her age to do the same.
How did she impact the field hockey team?
McKenna impacted the field hockey team as she was a consistent light, positively guiding our team. As seventh graders coming to the middle school, the girls bonded over the sport of field hockey. Throughout the season, there were many proud moments and very challenging times. When games were difficult and the team became frustrated, McKenna reminded the girls to have fun and do our best. She was kind and supportive to each player. Such an attitude was so impactful for our team throughout the season as it created a stronger bond amongst the girls.
Here to talk with us now is Mr. Juhas. He was McKenna Massey's 7th grade language arts teacher at O&J Roberts. How did she make your day?
So, McKenna, I think, had a really wonderful sense of humor. And one of the things that she liked to do, I think, to make me laugh, but also just in general, was she used to make direct eye contact with me and always like raise her eyebrows and kind of give me a smirk, where she was letting me know that what was going on around her was, she knew it was humorous in the fact that it was a middle school behavior, and she understood it to be a funny moment. And even when she was just leaving, she wouldn't ever say hi to me. She would just look at me and raise her eyebrows and smile, which was just kind of our own way of saying hi and, you know, saying goodbye at the same time. So it was always something I look forward to, with having her come into my class when I was talking or just seeing her in the hallway. It was just something that a special way that we communicated. So it was always really nice.
How did you think she impacted the community?
I think her impact on the community was really, she was a bonding agent. She was, she got along with almost every student I've ever seen her with, and she was a rallying cause for the student body here at O&J, but in general, she was somebody that we all supported.
Good afternoon, everyone.
After getting diagnosed and beating her first round of cancer, McKenna inspired many people.
She inspired them to be strong and put up a good fight no matter what life throws their way. It also inspired everyone to give back to the less fortunate people, especially the ones who are fighting childhood cancer like she was.
Even people who didn't know McKenna personally were very impacted by her story, and she touched more hearts than anyone thought was possible.
Final McKenna is the main fundraiser for McKenna. There have been multiple fundraisers that have happened in the name of McKenna. There was the student faculty game where she watched from her hospital room on the robot, and the proceeds went to her fundraiser.
There were also t-shirts, bracelets, and headbands sold during her fight through leukemia. Toys were also donated during Christmas time after she passed away by the students and faculty at O&J Roberts. Those toys were then donated to the pediatric cancer patients at CHOP. There were also a dodgeball tournament in which she attended, where the proceeds went to the fundraiser.
Pura Vida bracelets were made for any students who wanted them in order to have a memory of her after she passed away, and then they were sold. The school also sold bracelets that had gold washer on it with her name. McKenna Massey was the strongest girl everyone in the community knew. She always had a smile on her face, even on her worst days.
Cancer not only affects the person fighting it, but also the families and communities that surround the person. It is sad to see how such a great person is so terribly affected.
Thank you for listening to McKenna's story and taking the time out of your day to hear about the impact on her community she had.